by the UCT Graduate School of Business, the business school that has been setting the pace of business education in Africa for over five decades. And this morning, we focus on an organization that has nurtured loads and loads of leaders, including our next guest who's going to be talking about all of this, the Young Global Leaders Africa Education Module taking place. Now, what do the likes of CNN's Anderson Cooper, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, Alibaba founder Jack Ma, and even celebs like Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, and Charlize Theron, what do they all have in common? Well, they were all at some point part of the Forum of Young Global Leaders under the auspices of the World Economic Forum. Now, the UCT, the Graduate School of Business, is in partnership with the World Economic Forum in hosting the YGL, the African Education Module, and it's currently underway. And the person who's going to be telling you more about it, someone who's partaking in that, Dr. Martin Davies, the Managing Director, Emerging Markets in Africa at Deloitte. Martin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kino. Good to speak to you again.
How's your bum feeling?
No, it's all good, thank you.
Is it all good? I'm telling you, the reason I'm asking him about that, he was part of the 94.7. I tell you the one thing about me on a bike. If I sit in the back, the one thing that hurts is my behind. I'm behind. Oh, my word. But I think what we need to do is give you some of this, Martin. We're going to give you a clap, Mario. There we go. Hold on, it's coming. It's Monday morning. You know, the audience took a long time to wake up. There we go. Congratulations, and I believe you came third in the veteran division.
Yes, Kino. Well, I always say sort of a bad day on a bike is better than a good day in the office. So it was an enjoyable Sunday morning. But, I had to rush off and come back to Cape Town after prize giving, but
wonderful
to be down here as well.
Well, we're proud of you. It's nice having people of your caliber on our show. Now let's talk a little bit about this program, this module that's currently taking place. And before we even talk about the module, I'd love to talk about the Young Global Leaders, you know, in context globally.
Mm. Okay, now every year the sort of YGL, the Young Global Leaders Community of the World Economic Forum, has a number of education modules with leading universities globally, including Harvard, Yale, Oxford, National University of Singapore, Stanford this year as well. And this week it's come to the Graduate School of Business here at UCT and Cape Town University. So it's really great, great accolade to bring it here to Cape Town, to bring it to the university. The Young Global Leaders Community is roughly about 900 to 1,000 people. Now I'm an alumni, so slightly not so young anymore. Mm-hmm. But it, those people you mentioned earlier, it's a group of seen people with high potential or great achievers in an array of fields, from sort of, you know, professional services, business, the arts, sporting abilities, all sorts of things. So it's a really eclectic group of people, and we have these meetings, you know, pretty often. Also on the sidelines of all the Economic Forum regional summits. There's one coming up in Cape Town here in June next year, so a lot of us will be coming back to that. But it's a great group of people seeking to change the world, and that's the mission of the World Economic Forum.
Okay, so the main purpose is to see how you can change the world, but how?
Well, hopefully in positive ways. There's certainly a culture that underpins the YGL community that is about sort of doing good, but in a scalable fashion. You know, the World Economic Forum has mentioned every year in Davos, the mission statement is seeking to improve the state of the world, and that's pretty grand. Mm. But, you know, it's how do we all in very small ways seek to collaborate, you know, join the dots, if you will, and add value beyond sort of our usual sort of day jobs. And that's what it seeks to do. So the program this week is a lot of conversations, a lot of site visits, and sort of ultimately trying to sort of, we have a very, you know, international group of people from afar field. There's the US, of course, Mongolia, Singapore, China, Jamaica, even Pakistan, Romania. So it's a really global bunch, and that underpins what the forum's all about. It's the sharp end of globalization. And we seek to, to leverage those relationships and make impact wherever we can in our respective field.
Nothing more important than the power of a network willing, you know, to do the same thing. I mean, if it's impact, for example, you have the right people in that network. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than that. Obviously, that needs to be underpinned by action. So what are some of the main themes that will be discussed, that is being discussed? Because obviously, I would imagine it's more Afrocentric.
It is. It's good to bring the program this year, UCT, to Africa. We didn't have one last year. And it's important to sort of, you know, again, I mentioned with leading universities globally, it's important to have an African university, in this case UCT, involved as well. So, you know, everyone's coming down, and the program revolves around a series of conversations, predominantly around the theme of this rather general thing called leadership. How do we understand it, and how to create leaders for the future? Quite ambitious, but, you know, we have to start somewhere, and we all know that this continent needs leadership more than most. And, you know, the question also is, how do we start to get the YGL community more involved in public policy and in public service and the like? And sort of, you know, looking towards long-term futures for African countries.
So other than you, are there other celebrities there as well?
gross exaggeration. But I can't name everybody, but there's a good crowd, and again, from media sort of thing, from, you know, top in academics from Oxford are coming over as well.
Wow.
A couple of politicians from around the world, and a lot of NGOs sort of people who are doing really unique things in their respective spaces in their countries, and as I mentioned earlier, really creating a, most importantly, a scalable, positive developmental impact, and that's the ethos, I think, that underpins or should underpin us all in our daily endeavors.
The bottom line is, we're on the map and we're making a difference. So, Dr. Martin Davies, thank you for your time, Managing Director of Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte.